Daf Bezer and Bates. Masdisin to Rabbi Yudon, which is a little bit over halfway down the page. Masdisin to Rabbi Yudon, first word in line is Masdisin. Do you have that?
Yeah.
Masdisin to Rabbi Yudon. Our Mitchell goes to Rabbi Yudon in time share me to learn name Rabbi Yudon. Tov Asher Lo Tidor, Rabbi Yudon is the here in the Tana, Rabbi Yudon. Tov Asher Lo Tidor, better that you should not take the Dorim, Bishet Tidor, then take a nether, below to Shalim, and not pay back the nether. The best thing above all else is Shaloti Dor. Don't make any of the Dorim whatsoever. Oh, is it in the Babli as well?
Yeah,
it is in the Babli. Remer Omer Tov, Asher, the same Machlos in the Babli. Remer Omer Tov, Shaloti Dor. It's better not to make a nether, Mishet Tidor, below to Shalim, than to make a nether and not pay it up. But Tov, Mizel, the best is no Dorim Shalim, is to make a nether and pay it up. V'chenu Omer, and so too it says, Nidru b'shamu le'lokechem, make an end and pay up to your God. Now, going back to Rabbi Yehuda, Ketzer also, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you do if you never make an end? So what do you do? On the Dava, first of all, you make everything in the Davas. Also, when you make something in the Dava, maybe Kizbasa le'lazor, you bring the lamb to the Beis HaMikdash without having consecrated it. Vomen, you say only when you get there, Hareis Ola, that this now becomes Ola. That way, you safeguard yourself and break it. Once away, whatever, that you're not going to cause any problems or generate any problems. Rabbi Avin and Rabbi Yehuda Pasach. Rabbi Avin said, Rabbi Yehuda, whenever you have to be matir or neder, he would use this as a Pesach. Remember, there's Pesach and there's Charata. So, what was his Pesach? Ilo Yisa Yadesha, know their Nikra Rasha, know their Haisa. Were you to have known that somebody who makes a nether is called a Rasha, would you have made a nether? And that I would say no, and that it would be Matir's nether based on that Pesach. That I don't remember from the Bible, it's called the Pesach. Rabbi Yanai said, used to use a similar thing as the Pesach, more or less the same idea based on another Pesach. It says, Mokesh Adam. It is a stumbling block for an individual, Yilak Kodesh, to swallow something which is Kodesh, which is, of course, the Dum Ilah. V'achar Nidorin L'vakir. And Achar, there are going to be two interpretations of the word Achar. Achar Nidorin L'vakir, there's going to be critique. Here, Vakir is a language of Bikores, critique. Hiskilindor, if a person makes Nidorin, then Pinkaso Niftachas, then his book in Shemaim is opened up. So this language is Achar, after. In other words, after you start making a nether, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts checking into you and seeing whether you're a good person or not a good person. You know, your book in Shemaim gets opened up to check on your Cheshbonos. So that there's obviously a person doesn't want his cheshbonos to be checked in Shemaim, so therefore this would be a Pesach. People would say, no, I want to undermine my nether. Dabra Acher, another interpretation, similar but not quite the same. Mokesh Adam Yilak Kodesh V'Acher Nidorim L'Vakir. What does that mean? Ichur Nidorim. It means if a person's late in repaying his nether. It's not after you take a nether, but rather lateness in Nidorim. That's what makes a person have a difficult cheshbon. Ichar adam is nidro. If a person is late in paying up his nether, because his non nivdachas is safer, is open up with your mind. Maisa be'echot is a maisa individual, Shomar, who said, Harei alai ola, it's incumbent upon me to bring an ola. B'shal avion, he was tarried in bringing it. B'shokas finasobiyam, and his ship sank at sea, and I guess Chazal attributed one thing to the other. Okay, says Gemara, quote from our Mishnah, Kinidrei Ksherim, if a guy says that his netter should be a netter like Ksherim make the Dorim, like good guys make the Dorim, lo mar klum, it's not valid. Adam mara shaksherim no dream, so does this tell us that there is such a thing as a netter made by kosher? Says Gemara, no. The vav here, superfluous, should be mikev on chenadar ain't a kosher. It's an oxymoron by definition. Once you make a nedarim, you no longer should be a kosher. Masnisa Rabbi Yehuda. Now, our Mishnah is going to look at Rabbi Yehuda. Means the our Mishnah says that if a person says like the Chasidim Rishonim, you like the Nidrei Kesherim is kosher ben Nazir, it's kind of like a paradox, because our Mishnah says that if a person says like the Nidrei Kesherim he wants to be a Nazir, so he is a Nazir. But if it was a kosher, he wouldn't want to make himself a Nazir, right?
So.
Because it's a nether. Nazir is a nether. Nazir is a nether. So why would you want to put yourself in a situation of a nether if you're a kosher? So why is it a valid nether?
But, well, kosher and mitzvah they're valid.
But just said kosher doesn't make a nether. Okay, but you know that ain't a kosher.
But when you do make a nether like a kosher...
So it's an oxymoron. That's what he's saying. So it says, "Mar Masisa Rabbi Yehuda, Armish Tzolei Rabbi Yehuda." That's his problem more. So it says, "Mar the time Shem Rabbi Yehuda learned Rabbi Yehuda Chasidim or Yishonim, even the original Chasidim." Misavin Lo, this fascinating line here. Misavin Lo Avi Kor Mechatos. They wanted to bring a Kor Mechatos. They never had that opportunity. Lo Yamoko Maspik Biyadam Chait. Hakadosh Baruch Hu never gave them a sin to bring a Chatos. So how are they going to bring a chatas?
That's the opposite side.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because it says here, it's not, they waited for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make them sin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu never did not comply. It's like very Rebsotic-like, you know, because Rebsotic calls it, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes them sin, right? But they, so but these Nebuch, these Chasidim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have caused them to sin. So it's talk, so how are they going to bring a Kor Mechatos ever in their lives, right? For your Noijim ben Nazir, so that's why they made themselves Nazir. B'shul lavi kar mechatas in order to bring kar mechatas, because at the end, when you finish your Nazir, it's to bring kar mechatas. So that way they got to bring kar mechatas. Okay? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shimon says, no, if they did that, they were sinners. In other words, it was the wrong thing to do. Rabbi Shimon Omer, chotim ayu, show you a Noijim ben Nazir. If they made them, took a netter to become Nazir, then that's a chait. Shemrit says, "V'kipir olam yasher chota ala nefesh." A nazir needs kapara because he sinned. Why? How would a nazir sin? You all know, right?
Sure,
by depriving himself of wine, right? So it says the Gemara, "Chetza and the chotaza al nafsho shemonatz v'minayin." He sinned in that he deprived himself of wine. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon holds that it's bad for a guy to accept upon himself to be a Nazir. Says the Gemara, Vasyu, and this is a famous mice which brought down the Bavli as well. Vasyu and the Shimon HaTzadik, Rabbi Shimon. The story with Shimon HaTzadik, a famous story, goes to Rabbi Shimon that a Nazir is called a sinner. The time learned, Omer Shimon HaTzadik, Shimon HaTzadik said, Yomai lo achati osham Nazir ela echad. I only wait one Oshem Nazir in my life. It's a little bit complicated here. The story itself is straightforward. But Oshem Nazir, the Bavli says, Oshem Nazir Tomei. The Oshem Nazir became Tomei. Because, you know, if a Nazir comes Tomei in the middle, he has to bring Karbonos and start again, right? So the Karbonator says, well, here it doesn't say Nazir Tomei, so he means, according to Yusham, even Oshem Nazir Tohar. The Shari Torah Yisrael says, one second, there is no such thing as an Osham for Nazir Tohar, right? So it must mean Osham Nazir Tomei. But the thing is, in fact, why would he eat the Chatos? It's actually going to come up a little bit later, more detail, but let me put it in now. Why though would he eat a Chatos? Sounds like he only wouldn't eat an Osham of Nazir Tomei. Why did he eat a Chatos? Why would he eat a Chatos of a Nazir Tohar? So I think that the chatos of a Nazir Tohar would eat, because that chatos comes because he sinned in accepting upon himself Nazirus. And that chatos, therefore, when he brings that chatos, it's in fact because he might have charata on having committed, quote-unquote, the Aveira, of refraining from wine. So that Shimon HaTzadik was willing to eat, to drink, to eat. But the Osham Nazir Tomei was brought by Nazir who still hasn't completed his Nazirus. He's still going to have to undergo another Nazirus. So therefore, this guy at this point, when he brings this Korban, he's just upset that he has to start from scratch again. And therefore, this is not doing that out of a sense of tying up the loose ends at the end of his Nazirus, but just out of sense of resentment that he's upset that he has to undergo this ordeal again, and that the ordeal he just underwent was for no good. Okay? So I think that's why he wouldn't eat in the Ashram Nazir Tome. I think I heard that once. I don't remember where. So in any event, so Shimon Tzaddik says, except one time, Pam Echot Olalai Odem Echot Midorim, once a certain person who came up from the south, receiving, I saw him, Admoni, he had nice red hair, Yifei Naim, with nice eyes, Betovari, he was handsome, Ukvutzosov, and his locks of hair, Mzudoros, arranged Tile Tilim in piles and piles, and they looked very impressive. Vamatilonai said, Bini Maru Iso Lashchises Haseya Noaza, why did you decide to become a Nazir when obviously you're going to have to cut off this beautiful hair? But normally, and he said to me, Rebbe, my master, Roa Isibiri, I was a shepherd in my city, but after my losses I showed mine, and I went to draw water in a bucket, for Isis Ababuya Shali Besochamayim, and I saw my reflection in the water. Well, Pachas Yitriyalai, and I saw I was handsome. I didn't have mirrors in the old days, he saw it in the water. And my Yetzahara overcame me. Rabbi Kesh Tab Damiol and wanted to eradicate me from this world to go pursue the things that handsome men pursue. Amartilos, I said to my Yetzahara, Russia, evil one, Atome Fachis Bedover She'eno Shelcha, you're being hasty about something which is not yours. Olai Lak Dishcho L'Shamayim, I must sanctify you to the heavens. And he decided to take a haircut, Shem Shemayim, by becoming a Nazir. Unfortunately, in this case, it seems he became Tomei in the process, so he had to start again. But the bottom line is that he did his Nazirus L'Shem Shemayim. Virkanti Viroshi, and I bent over him with my head, says Shimon HaTzaddik. V'amartil, and I said to his Nazir, B'ni, like you, my son, K'moscha, like you, Yibu Osei Rotzen HaMokom Bisrol. There should be many Nazirim of you like yourself who do the Rotzen Hashem by taking upon themselves the Nazirus. Olecha Kosov Doimer, look, concerning you, the Pasuk says, Isha Isha, man or woman, ki afli, if they do the wondrous thing, meaning the positive thing, Lindor Ned their Nazir to take a vow of Nazirus, Lazar Hashem to become a Nazir unto Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, so therefore, this is one time Shimon Tzaddik ate it, because normally you have like Rabbi Shimon, who said that Nazirim are not so ay-ay-ay happy about their Nazirus. Now, Rabbi Mona asked, Lama Lika Shimon HaTzaddik? Why is this why do you have to go like Lama Lika Shimon HaTzaddik if you look Rabbi Shimon? Why do you say that the Shimon HaTzaddik is going here even like Rabbi Shimon? That feel is a little bit out of place. Why have to say Shimon HaTzaddik is going like Rabbi Shimon, and that's why I didn't eat the Asham Nazir? Maybe that the Shimon HaTzaddik never even had a regular chatas during his lifetime. Symmetrical or synonymous, I think is what I was looking for, that they both come out of various which Chai of Kores for, if you do them unintentionally. Chelev and Dama, the archetypical Korbanos Chatos. So anyway, the way he understands, the way Raimona understands Shimon HaTzaddik and Shimon, it's because the Korban is tainted since it's brought by a sinner, right? The Nazir sins that he refrains from wine, and the people who are bringing these Korbanos, obviously, Chatos, that's where he is Kasha, they also should be considered tainted, and their Korbanos should not be consumed by meticulous Kohanim. So it says, Mar Shrava Sava Shimon HaTzaddik, Shimon HaTzaddik held, that Nazirim are different. Bnei Otam Mitoch HaKpeido Haim Nodrim. When people make a neder, they do so out of anger. Became a Chenodrim Mitoch HaKpeido, since they do so out of anger, Sofoli Tos. So eventually he's going to have remorse. Became a Chuto, and once he has remorse, Nasu Karbonosov, his Karbonos come Kishkute Chulim Bazara, Zivishachu Chulim Bazara. So therefore, it's not that he had an objection to Ochatos, because Ochatos come not voluntarily, you commit an aveira. But, and there's nothing to regret. I mean, of course, you should regret the aveira, but in terms of bringing the korban, you're going to bring the korban nonetheless. But in nazir, people regret becoming nazir, especially if they become tame, have to do it over again, but in that case. So therefore, for a person to regret to become a nazir, is not such an uncommon thing. And when a person regrets to become a nazir, so it's as if it's korbanos or chulin bazora, because he didn't want to go through the whole rigmarole. So by a chatos, since the chatos of reicha is not conditioned on the nether, so therefore it doesn't matter whether you have remorse or not, you're chayav during the chatos, period. But by nazirus, where the carbon is generated by an original nether which you took in order to become a nazir, so therefore, if he's upset about his nazirus, so it's as if he's eating chulin ba'azara. So Shimon HaTzadik only ate this asham nazir tameh if it was a guy who did it l'shem shemayim like this nazir min ha'dorim. Now again, I want to stress this again. It seems that Shimon HaTzadik would eat the chatas brought by nazir who completed his term. Because then, even if he has remorse, we could say that the chatas is being brought because he has remorse on his nazirus. Because the chatas is mechaper. But an asham is a different ballgame. An asham is brought not as a kapara per se, even though the word asham means guilt offering, but because a person did something guilty. But if a person then is bringing this thing which comes because of guilt, and it's becoming because he made a nether originally, so if now he gets a nether, it looks like he actually is bringing chulin bazara, I mean, the kohen on behalf of this person. Is that clear at all what I'm saying? It is a stretch, but I'm bothered by why he only would not eat asham nazir tameh, and why it seems like he would eat all the other korbanos brought by a nazir. That's what I'm trying to explain. Maybe my explanation doesn't help, but that's what I'm trying to explain. Okay? He doesn't like my explanation. Not bad?
We have no others.
Yeah, we have no others. You guys are stuck, that's right. No, it's actually on the body. You now have to say something about it too. I'm sure somebody speaks about it. As I said, I think that I actually heard this once. Not that I make it on my own. Okay, Mishnah Beis. Homer, somebody says konam instead of konam is the actual language, but then a person says koinach instead, konos instead. Harelu kinim the carbon. These are the appellations synonymous with the carbon. Therefore, they work to make a nether. Person says cherech. Say that 10 times fast. Harelu kinim the. These are all kinuim for a cherem, synonyms for a cherem. Nizak Naziach Paziach, Harelo Kinil Nazirus, those are euphemisms for Nazirus. Shvusa Shkuka Na or Nadar Bemohi, which is what I was going to discuss, Harelo Kinil Meshvu, these are all descriptions for Shvua. Okay? Says more. Now, the next Gemara, till almost the Mishnah, next Mishnah, is very tough. I was sitting there just staring and staring and staring at it today. It was very difficult. But
how do these appellations differ from the appellations we have at top?
Mara's going to say in a base. Mara's going to say. Mara's going to discuss that. But in any event, until I finally saw the Yosemach, just says one line. That the Rambam Paskins like this Gemara. I mean, that there's a Psakhan which goes like this Gemara, and then I went back and I learned it like the Yosemach, which is the Korban Eda, but I modified it for my own purposes. So basically, I'm going to tell you my pshat. But with yours, the Gemara says, Ad kidun atzmo. I see that Konam works for himself. Mao she'akdish lo shamayim b'lo shukayim. Can you make something hektish to a Korban as the language of Koinam? Now, not all the Mefarshim, in fact, the minority of Mefarshim take that question kipshuto. Kipshuto, the question is, if a person says, I want this animal to be Koinam, can that mean, and he had in mind hektish, does that work? Because normally koinam means it's also on you, right? I mean, this animal should be, or koinam olai, right? Say, this animal should be also upon me. But if I attend, it's useless language to make something Hekdesh Nakodesh Baruch Hu does that work. That's the Pashup Shah on the one, and that's how the Korban Ein learns, and that's how the Or Sameach says that the Rambam paskets, because the Rambam says explicitly in Perek Avichos Nedarim Aloch Yitzai that a person says Koinam, he can make something Hekdesh by Koinam. But all the other Mepharshim twist the Sugi around, because they say, based on the proofs, it's evident to them that it's not talking about making something Hekdesh through Koinam. And therefore they change it around. But without trying to confuse you any more than I just did, I will go learn the Sugya Kipshuto. The Gemara is asking about this point, which ultimately the Rama Paskin's like, can a person use Koinam instead of Hekdesh? Okay? The Shemini Adah, let's start from here. I'm out a little low, Hashlein Kordam, I say to a guy, lend me your axe. Amrei said, Koinam Kardom Jieshli. Koinam is my Kardom, which I have, and Koinam the Chosei Alai, and Koinam is my property upon me. So it's an interesting thing, he says. He says two things. He says, Koinam my Kardom, and Koinam my property. Now, why can't you say them together? So, I think, well, let me just finish the brisa. It's still a little brisa. Koinam kardom yeshli, koinam chosei alai. The unfortunate change in language, but it's not necessary. So yeshlo kardom. Then of yeshlo kardom, he has a kardom. If he has an axe, nechas of asurim, then the clauses of his nether are true. But if he doesn't have a kardom, so then the clauses are not true. Okay? Now let's take this case. This is my pshat in the Gemara. I didn't see this anywhere else, and therefore you can just discard if you don't think it works for you. But he said, koinam kardom zeh olai, koinam nechasai olai. Or nechasai alecho, it's not material what he says precisely. But what's important is that he didn't include both statements in one. He said, koinam x, koinam y. So I think that the Gemara is trying to say, it's obvious when he said koinam kardom separate from the rest, what he meant to do was two things. He meant to make most of his property osur banoa, to the other guy it seems, and he meant to make his axe something else. Because otherwise, why did he say koinam twice? It must be meant to make his axe. What? Hektish. To Pedic Abayas, of course, right? So if he has an axe, both of them are koinam. Both the axe to Pedic Abayas and the nechasim to the other individual or to himself, whatever his intent was. But if he has no axe, then the whole statement falls. Okay? Because they're contingent on each other. Okay, so here he says the Gemara, so here we say it must be that you can make a kardom hektish through a language of koinam.
Why is it contingent? He could still make his koinam his property.
Okay, we're going to discuss it. Amrei tachliv kisari, if tichlok kisari said shan yehid, no, that's not the same. There it's even shabo b'loshin she. You're right that that's the case, but that's a unique case. Why should bo beloshit sheet pieces sakardom in the same language he used for the axe, bo beloshit piece plus in the chasm the same way he did the property, and it's an extra loshin. He didn't have to say konam twice. Since he said konam twice, so it must be one konam means the hektish. Okay? Otherwise, why say it twice? Manafshach. So says the Gemara, and the Gemara explains it. Manavshach, kardshu nechas, kardshu kardom, kardshu kardom, kardshu nechasim, lo kardshu kardom, lo kardshu nechas, afin nechasim lo kardshu. Right? Sorry. Manavshah is different, sorry. Manavshah now says where, in that case, it's a statement. It's a double statement, and therefore it definitely works. And it works on both. Manafsha, kachu kardam, kachu nechasim. They're both linked to each other. The kardam is kodesh, and the chasim are kodesh. Lo kodesh kardam, and the chasim was a kodesh. I feel the chasim are kachu, and the chasim themselves are not kodesh as well.
That's an explanation Rav Tachlifa.
Right. But that's an explanation Rav Tachlifa in explaining that he made they're contingent on each other, and since one was superfluous, so therefore it must be two separate goals. When it says kachu kardam, that's the kardam is kodesh rabbinikabais. Kachu chasim means the chasim are also bando. Now, but my shot is like this. Ilomar kunam yeshli. Kardam yeshli. What if a guy said, I have kunam kardam, which I have? V'chazar v'omar. And some other time, 10 minutes later, he says, kunam nechasai olecha. He says, my property should be also upon you. So he said kunam choice, but not linked in the same statement. What's olecha then? Can the first kunam be construed as loshen of hektish?
It makes more sense. It will be different meanings for the
no
times, because it's two different times.
No, on the contrary, then I could say the lashonis mean the same thing, because since he said it two separate times, he didn't have to combine the two. But if he said one after the other, koinam X and koinam Y, then one could mean hektish by virtue of its redundancy. If his thing is like this, he's saying, my shaila is, where I said koinam twice, bebas achas, then I could say, perhaps, that one of the koinam means hektish. But I said one koinam 10 minutes ago, another koinam 10 minutes later, so there's no differentiation based on redundancy. So maybe they're both words koinam mean usher upon you, not hektish, right? So that's what Gemara is asking, right? Now, were to have said under those circumstances in the Braisa, because we're according to Sefta and Amrav, and he has a kardom, the property is also, and also, although this is not in here, obviously, the kardom is hektish, yos, that would be a good proof. But like it is, it's not a good proof. It would be only a good proof if it was two separate statements. But now it's one statement, there's not a good proof from here that you can make hektish. In other words, I need to know that the word koinam in and of itself, in one nether, used once, can connote hektish based on the das, of course, of the person who said it. And I don't know that from here, because in this Tosefta, there might be the reason why here koinam means hektish is because of the extra word in a bas acha statement. You still with me on this one? Still with me?
Just thinking, is an editorial side, why can't they use the principle of klal or prat here?
Well, because it's lashem bnei adam here.
Yeah.
No, but it is like ribui acha ribui. You know, it's like there is a super. We are actually the superfluity in this language. Okay, so says the Gemara. Amrei b'shem and chachanina b'shem chachanina said, you know what? It's still a valid deal for the brisa, because look at the brisa again. The brisa said, look back on right off the bottom. It says brisa says biyadua she'en lo lezeh kardom. The last line it stops. Now the carbonated product throws in the words the chasim mutarim here. If you know they just have a kardom, his property is mutar, right? Because he made everything conditioned on the kardom. But I think that's an error in the carbonated part. I think where it was specific. The Gemara now is learning from that diuk. Says Gemara, look at what the Gemara say. I'm going to chasai mutarim v'kam. If it would have, instead of stopping after biyadua she'en lezeh kardom, it would have said, and therefore nechasim mutarim, then I would not have had a raya from our Mishnah, from the Mishnah. But lo amar ella she'en lezeh kardom. But all it says is that that he doesn't have a kardom. Now, what does that mean? He's saying like this. It's a beautiful diuk he's making. He's saying, if the issue was whether the statement was one condensed statement with an extra language, then you should have made that clear. And how would you made that clear? You would have said, in a case where he said konam kardom and kardom nechasim, that ein lo kardom, the chasim are mutter as well, because the statements are linked together. But it's said about that statement in the Braisa only, ein lo kardom. Why don't you say, and the chasim are mutter? It must be that we mean to say that you can isolate the statement about the kardom and say that that statement on its own is only meaningful, of course, if there is an axe to talk about. If there's no axe, there's no nether. We don't say, let's go out and buy an axe and make it hektish, right? Why did you stress in the Braisa that the kardom nether is contingent on whether you have a kardom or not, and not emphasize the linkage to the second part of the statement of whether the property is also or not? It must be that we can isolate the first statement about kardom and talk about that independently. If we can isolate and talk about it independently, it must be that the language of konam, which applies to the kardom, even taken independently, has the same meaning as when used in the context of a superfluous statement when joined to something else. Again, from the Braisa's specific parameter of whether there's a kardom or not, and excluding the parameter of how it relates to the issue of nechas of mutarim or not, it must be that there's sometimes when we look at the statement together, and sometimes we look at the statement separately. And we look at it together, we would say, kardom, there's no karim b'kadosh, and no nechasim b'kadosh. But when we look at it separately, we also look at what he meant by konam, and we say that konam potentially means, even without the end of the statement, means something to do with hektish. Okay, let's see the inside again. Am Rabbi Yishuv ben Chanina, ilu amar nechasim mutorim b'kadosh. Would have gone out to say the words of Chosin Vatorim and stopped after that, your be good. Lo Amar Ela She'en L'zeh Kardom. All it says, it doesn't say that. It just says, depends if it's a kardom or not. Means where you can tack each part of the statements independently. Ha'im Yesh Lo Kardom, the Chosin Vatorim. And we infer from that, of course, that if he doesn't have if he has a kardom, then his property is osir. And if he doesn't have a kardom, then his property is mutter. But the fact that it doesn't say that explicitly, but it stops on the issue of kardom itself, hadama rasha kidesh kardom. That tells us that the kardom can be separate by itself, hadama rasha kachin nechazim, and the property status can be judged by itself. And hadama rasha teaches us, so adam makdish lo shamayim b'loshon koinam. A person is... a person can be makdish in to shamayim with the language of koinam. Now I'm looking at my notes caught my eye, and I see I wrote it down. I explained it better than I just said. So let me tell you where I sent in my notes. What I said in the notes is, if there was a difference, what the Gemara really did say is like. The Bavli's language of Niflok Venisne Bedide. If you're right that the only reason why Konam, we tried to bring a proof in the Braisa that Konam means hektish, right? Because it says in the Braisa that when he said Konam X and Konam Y, so both are Konam independently. And then we said, well, maybe Konam only works to mean hektish when it's the context of one statement. But by Chozer Va'omar, that also works as to make the kardom or whatever you intended to make hektish in and of itself without the extra language and redundancy. So, and that what Rabbi Shuvah Chayin really means to say is, were the issue to be whether it's bas achas or not. So instead of the Braisa telling us that if yesh lo kardom, then hektish, im ein lo kardom, it's not hektish, we should have said a better, bigger chiddush, that if it's basachas, then konam can mean hektish because of the redundancy. If it's not basachas, but rather chazar ve'omar, then, in that case, it's not hektish because there is no redundancy because one statement was disjointed from the other. But that's not the chiluk which a b'risa makes. The b'risa says a much milder distinction that if it's a much less of a chiddush, that if you have a kardom, then the nether works. If you don't have a kardom, the nether doesn't work. That's, what kind of a chiddush is that? Tell us a much bigger chiddush, that the only time it can be hektish is if it's a redundant statement. So it must be that the redundancy is not the issue. Rather, even independently, the kardom can be hektish. Even just said, koinam a kardom. That suffices if you had das to make it hektish. And the redundancy is not the issue, but rather the das of the person which is involved. Let me read that inside again now that I said it that way. So if the Braisa would have discussed the fact that the statements are made together, and how would it have stressed that the only time the statements work is being linkaged to each other by always discussing in tandem the kardom plus the nechassim, the kardom with the nechassim, and saying, well, if there's a kardom, since you made the statements together of kardom and nechassim, if you have a kardom, then the nechassim are us. If you don't have a kardom, nechassim are mutter. So that would be true if I always showed the linkage and I said they're always contingent on each other. And I made clear that the linkage is the key to saying that konam means, because of its superfluous nature, it means hektish. But it doesn't say that, right? Lomar elishen lezekarno. I don't stress the linkage and the quality of the linkage between the nechassim and the kardom. And therefore, the key must not be the redundancy, right? Lomar elishen lezekarnom. But if he has a kardom, then regardless of whether there was a juxtaposition, you know, bas achas, or it's separate statements, the chasav asur and the prapi is also nonetheless. Adam Ras teaches us, shekidesh kardom. Since the Braisa does not make clear that the linkage is the key, it only discusses the kardom in and of itself, whether you have one or not, it must tell us that the kardom can be disassociated and nevertheless become kadosh. And the property itself sometimes is linked and sometimes it's not linked. But the bottom line is that we can separate the word kona. And teaches us that a person can be makdish shamayim b'loshen koinam regardless of there's a redundancy or not. Okay, I don't know if I made this clear or didn't make it clear, but that's the way it seems to me the Or Sameach learns the Gemara, and that based on the Rambam, that we're trying to bring a proof from this Braisa, again, not like the other Achronim here, as to the nature of hektesh with the language of koinam. Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks a question like this. What if you have a language which can be interpreted as L'shem Chulin and L'shem Korban? Now, L'shem Korban is Lav Dafka, but rather it's a language means here L'shem Neder. Because it doesn't work. Ma'olo Sarat Morbo, it doesn't work. What's an example?
What's L'shem Chulin?
We'll give an example. Says more Pashas is that it works. Vatzniyah, for example, in our Mishnah, we have Kone. This is actually a question, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Vatzniyah, then we learn Kones. We said in our Mishnah, Kones works instead of Kona. And Kuntzoshma, what does Kones mean? It could mean Knas. Knas is Lashon Chulin. So how do you know there's a language of Neder, yet it works? So we see it doesn't Dafka have to be a Lashon Neder. Saying it said Mishnah Vatnina Shvusa Vatnina Shvusa. It says Shvusa in our Mishnah is language of Shvusa of Shavua. Yet Shvusa Shma. Yet that also could be taken to be the name of a pot which rests on a fire. You know how Shofei says Akhtera means to put a pot on a fire. So we see that language works. And furthermore, for Tani Bar Kapor, it's not in our Mishnah, Bar Kapor said, instead of Cherem, you could say Cheres. Rav Chaspo, doesn't Cheres mean a piece of potsherd, broken potsherd? So it must be that Lashon Chulin does work in order to make a nether. If that's your intent, again, same thing as literally we said by Koinam, has to be your intent to make an act, so too by this Lashon Leon, you have to have your intent. But once you have an intent, that's enough. Rabbi Bezir is to say, you know what, that last riot, it's not such a good riot. And maybe that's why Rabbi Yirmiyahu is asking this question. Because the Cheres is also Lashon Gavoh. It means also something should be separate from me, like his Shamayim. Because the Omer L'Cheres V'Yizrach, it says in Eov that Cheres is a euphemism for the sun. Hashem says to the sun that it should not shine. So therefore, the bottom line is that perhaps Cheres works not because Lashon Chulin and Lashon Hekdesh we can be used for Lashon Hekdesh, but because Cheres also means like a Lashon of Hekdesh. Why? Because since it refers to the sun, it's like saying it should be holy, like Shamayim is holy. So, you know, alright, it's a bit of a stretch, but that's what he wants to say. Rav Shimon Lakish says, you know, when it says all these things in our Mishnah, whatever the language is worth, it's not because it's nonsense, which works also. No, Lashon Umasum. Hey, these are languages of dialects of nations which live around the land of Israel. So these actually are dialects, and not nonsense speech, which resembles Hebrew, but are actually variant readings of the same word. Okay? So that's a very severe chumrah, because it means kinuye in the Dorim, we're only going to work if it means a nether in some other language other than Hebrew. Right? So it says, Gemara, they have a speech impediment. They call it chaspa or kaspa. So therefore, same thing, our mission, these are speech impediment impeded people. Rabbi Yosef says, Nir Nadvarim, you know what, I disagree with you. This is the way of emotional learning, the way I'm saying it over now. He says, I disagree with you. On the contrary, Nir Madvarim B'makom Makomas Acherim, that which our Mishnah gives the Kinui and Adorim is other places, not the place where they speak such a language. Avamakum Shekorin L'Nozir Nozik, but it's a place where Nozir is called a Nozik. He's called that. Then it's not a Chiddush. Kenan Yoimer, do I say Nozir Psilis, a stuttering Nozir? Lo Yeh Nozir, it shouldn't be a Nozir? In other words, it's obvious in a place where they just misspeak that would be a valid language to make another. The Chiddush is that even a place where it's not a misspoken word, but rather it means something else, and they just use it as a euphemism for konam, that in of itself is valid as well. Okay? Says the Gemara, lo yeh no...
Same
machlokas.
Everyone agrees there, I thought, that...
Those won't... What? That those won't work. Because they're too dissimilar. Too dissimilar. It must be that that's the case. But I assume, because based on what we say here, it must be those are too dissimilar. I don't know, or people didn't use them in that language. I mean, kinui obviously means that somebody does use them that way. So I guess either those are too dissimilar, they weren't used that way at all. Okay? Says more further. Misne shvusa shkuka. It's, we should learn in our Mishnah also the shvusa and shvuka. Ashkuka is Lashon Shvuas, Tanya Rabbi Chiya, Shvuka, Shkua, Shkuda, these are all languages of Shvuas, and Nadar is the Nadar B'moi or B'momi, Moi. The language of Nadar Moi is exactly that you said, Nadar B'moi or Nadar B'mumi. And what does that mean? Moi or Momi is Aramaic for water. And Nadar B'Moshe, and that's called Kinui Nether because you're mentioning Moshe's nether. It says Vayoel Moshe, right? It says Moshe made a promise to Yisro that he's going to remain with him until Yisro gives him the permission to leave. So when you say Nether Moi, you're saying I want to take a shvua like Moshe's promise to Yisro the waterman, because Moshe means, you know, kimina mayim b'shisiu, like the waterman took his shvua, I don't want to take a similar shvua. Says the Mar, that's interesting. Says the Mar, Rabbi Yehuda Abayi, the Lamalein or number, I don't say, b'mume did not the show. Same thing should be true about another show, which should also be in our Mishnah. Because Vayol show, we also have show taking the shvua. But in Chanami, I assume it does work too. That's also kinner. So it says, not our show, then it also is the language of the shvua. Also, you mean if a person said, by my right, that's a shvua. A person says, smaller, by my left, hareiz a shvua, it's a shvua as well. Amar Yimitani, a tiny said, Yosef says, Vayorem Yimino, smaller, Hashamayim, Hashem lifted up his right, I think it's Hashem, lifted his right and left hands to the sky. Maybe not. Maybe it was Nebuchadnezzar or Daniel. I don't remember who it was. And he went, and he took an oath by the eternal life. Okay. So these are all languages of Shavuos. Now, more types of languages. Say, Allah Gimel, lo chulin, lo chalcha. Not chulin, I will not eat for you, from you. Lo kosher, not kosher. Lo doche, not pure. Or, tohar. He said, pure, vitame, or impure, nisar, and pigul, aser, all these are languages of shvua, and the one's going to explain why. Kema, like a lamb, kidirayim, like the pens, keitim, like the wood, kishim, like the fire, kemizbeach, like the altar, keecha, like the sanctuary, kushalayim, or neder, beach, mikom, sham, shem, mizbeach, he mentioned one of the things used as mizbeach in his vow, Afalbi Shalisko Karban, even though he didn't mention Karban, I raised a nether. Nether of Karban. It's as if you took a nether with a Karban. That's not a bad language for nether. Now, the bottom line is, in order for it to be Kinui Nadorim, it has to either be, like we said in the previous Mishnah, you know, either languages which have either in the actual dialect or in some nonsense way mean a shvur. Or in this case, it has to be matpis bedavar another. This is a very interesting thing. If a person says, I want this to be usher upon me, like any Kodesh item, so that is something which is a davar another. So that's matpis bedavar another means that now whatever you still refer back, cross-reference to something else which is another, has the status of nether as well. And many of the, or most of the things mentioned in the Mishnah are of that type. However, if a person said, I want the business to be also upon me like Purdue chickens. So Purdue chickens are not also mitam nether. So if you said that, you can't, that's not a language of nether either. In order for it to be a language of nether, via euphemism, it's got to be that you're latching on to something which is osir because of nether. Not latching on to something which is just plain Jane osir. You see that? Okay?
So now
I have to explain it. Right, they're all kachim, which became tamei nicer people. Right. So they're dover hanodur. They got the way they got by becoming nodur at one point. That's what I was going to say. Now, the first language is the Mishnah. First language says, Lo chulin lo chalcha says, Hamad no achimin didach. What he's saying is, whatever I eat from you, lo ye chulin should not be chulin el korban. And that's why it's language of nether. And lo kosherly, he says, in the same language of Mishnah, it's not kosher to me. What he means is, not kosher to me el mizbeach, but kosher from the mizbeach. And things which are kosher from the mizbeach are also to me, and that's makbis benodur. Lo dachili elam, we said that your food should be not pure for me, means not pure for me, but elam is bad, pure from the mizbeach, and that's why it's the language of nether. Tarlam is bad. If he says your food should be tarlam is bad for me, so loli, obviously, means not to me, and that's like, that's nether so well. Tarmeli, if a person says your food should be tarme to me, velom is bad, it means not to mizbeach, and that was from the mizbeach, it should be tar, and therefore it's being matbis. In Karban, it's called the Mizbech. Kosher. First, it says the words kosher, and then it should be kosher. Vidachi should be tar. Vidachi mitar mitameh, I think it is. I forgot where to put the punctuation here. Now I remember. The Ribbats changes the punctuation. But I'll just read the way it's here. And the kosher v'dachi, the parameters by you saying this should be kosher on me, or dachi should be Torah upon me, are learnt out from the words Torah and Tomei in the Mishnah. The words away, same way it learns by Torah and Torah, so it works by kosher and dachi. Okay? A lo kosher v'lo dachi is learnt out also mi l'taher v'tamei, from l'taher and l'tamei in our Mishnah. In other words, we can infer the parameters of each case from the other case in Mishnah. So the Ritbaz, without complicating matters too much, says that the vavs here are in the wrong place, the mems are in the wrong places, because we learn out the opposite. Cases number one from case number two, not cases number two from case number one. But the same principle. In other words, the Mishnah is saying, I didn't give you all the examples, but from the examples I gave you, you know how everything in the Mishnah relates to Karbanos. So when you said, your food should be kosher upon me, it meant kosher upon me like a carbon. And there it's a nether. And if you said, your food should be not kosher upon me, it means not kosher on me, but kosher the Mizbech. That's why it's a nether. Had you meant taka lo kosher alike, that should be like Purdue chickens, it's not a nether. It means not kosher to me because it's kosher to the Mizbeach. And that's what makes it a lashon nether. So again, what I'm saying is that we learn each case in our Mishnah that has to refer back to something which is not there previously. Now it says the same thing, pigul. May pigul, it's like pigul, of course, comes from carbon. So it says, my lo shani yi pigul sho'ola, he lo shani, there's no difference if you say your food should be upon me like pigul of an ola or pigul of shlomim, it always was, it's a valid nether. What if you said your food should be upon me like noiser? Shall Ola. I want your food to be upon me like Noisa from an Ola. Noisa from an Ola. Says in that case, no. It should be the carbonate puts the word Roisa lo shasa kosher. It never was mutter. Right? Because Ola, nobody could eat it. So the fact it became Nosar didn't change its status. So it didn't become a Davar, it didn't become Nasar, by becoming Nosar, because there's always a Zosar. So therefore, in that case, it's not a valid nether. As opposed to if you say, Nosar Shal Shlomim, it was you saying it should be like Nosar Shlomim, then Hoya Alo Shasa Kosher. It did have a Shasa Kosher. So Amar Rea like Nosar. Oh, it's the exact opposite. Ooh, I made a mistake. The exact opposite. The gears I read is the way the carbon A changed gears, and that's correct, but it's the exact opposite. No social loyal shasa kosher, and therefore, since it didn't have a shasa kosher, so therefore, it's pashut that's considered right. Okay, it's pashut. I made a big mistake. It's pashut that's considered to be dover anodor. Because from the moment you were makdish, it remained also forever. Right? It became also then, and then became Nosa later on. It never became mutter to anybody. So that's considered to be that your nether had the impact. But if it's Shlomim, there was a time when you would have been allowed to eat it, right? And then it became Osir afterwards. But when it became Osir as Nosir afterwards, who ossered it by Nosir? Not you through your nether. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ossered it, right? It doesn't relate back to your first nether anymore. By Shlomi, there was a time in the middle it was Mutter, right? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu ossered it. By Ola, it never was Mutter, so it's really your nether which caused it to be Osir. So therefore, the Gemara's question is, what if a person Taka specified? Nosar Shal Shlomim, I really like Nosar Shal Shlomim. Let your food be upon me like Nosar Shlomim. Mao, what's its status? And the Gemara doesn't have an answer, the Gemara leaves it fair. Because again, it has to be Matpis Bedavar Anadur. And Nosar of Shlomim, since it's a new prohibition, which comes on later on, after a time when he could have eaten the animal, so that's like a Purdue chicken. So that might not work, actually work to make a language of nether.
So now what about Pigul?
That's
also Kosher.
What?
And Pigul...
No, Pigul never became Mutter, so it always was Osir because of the nether. Because of your making the animal a carbon, it became Osir. It never became Mutter afterwards. So it's your nether which caused the Isser. It can be related directly back to your nether without any interruption of a time when it's Mutter. As opposed to Nosar Shal Shlomim when there was a case of time when it's Mutter in the middle. Okay? Says Mark Imra, what if you said it's like a sheep, like our Mishnah said? So what do you mean to say? Rabbi Yochanan Mark Imra, to me that it's also because it's like the Imar, the sheep of the Tamid, which is a classic korban, right? Tamid Armin, in Bavel, they said, Kivlad Chatos, it's Usur, like, you meant to say, like the daughter of a Chatos. Now that's a big Kiddush, because the daughter of Chatos is not a valid korban. The daughter of a Chatos you can't sacrifice, right? So that just goes Lamisa, it's put to death. And you were, it's not a Dovra Noder, became Kadosh. Why? Because it was born to a Chatos. So you weren't Makdish it. There's no Me'il on it, because it's not a valid korban, and it never sacrificed. Yet nevertheless, the Chiddush of the Rabbanan Tamar, the Rabbanan Bavel, is that it still has to be Dovra Noder. Why? Because the mother was a Dovra Noder. It comes from a Dovra Noder. Okay? The next one is even bigger Chiddush. Rabbi Shimon Lachshemaki Elu Shel Avraham Avinu. It's like you when he said it should be like anybody meant like the Isle of the Akedah, and that's a very big chiddush. You know why that's a very big chiddush? Because the Isle of the Akedah was created Bein Arba'im of Erev Shabbos of Sheish Mei Breishis. So it was created Kadosh. So what did you do to it? Where is it Dover Another? So nevertheless, the three Reish Lakish said, you know why it's going to Dover Another? Because Avraham Avinu had to re-sanctify it. Because he had to designate it to be the Korban instead of Yitzhak. So that's like Dover Another. Tain Rabbi Yechia Misael Rishim and Lakish. Rabbi Yechia had a Bryce which Gwen Rishim and Lakish said, Ki'imat lo yonak min yamoi. That Ki'ima means like the sheep which never nursed. Who's the sheep who never nursed? The sheep of the Arkadah. Adaiti Rabbanim Kutamon. According to the rabbis who said Vlad Chatos, Nisne Kazora, let's say like the Azora, also is the language of Neder. Now, many people go crazy about this language, and line, some of the change of gears, but I think it's a cute chak. We need to be Dovra Noder. The Azora is not a Dovra Noder. What makes the Azora Kadosh? No. The fact that it's surrounded with the walls. The Azara is the airspace, right? It's the airspace within the walls. It's the Kedushas Azara you didn't make. The walls, if you said it should be Kadosh like the walls of Yerushalayim or the walls of the Azara, that's something which is Dovra Noder. But what if the Azara itself is like a Vlad Chatos? The Azara becomes Kadosh because it's within the walls which you created. So, according to Rabbanan Tamon, that should be enough to be Matpis B'Dovra Noder. Just like the Vlad Chatas comes from a nether, so to the Azor, which is in the walls, comes from the nethers. Amrabi said, I'll die to Rabbi Shimon Lakish. According to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Nisne Kir Karbanas of Zerah, who should also mention Karbanas of Zerah, specifically means Bechor. You know why Bechor? Because Bechor is born Kadosh. But it's also mitzvah upon you to be Makdish to go through the motions. And that's like Avraham Avinu's carbon as well. It was made Kadosh, but Avraham Avinu had to go through the motions. So the same idea, that if that's considered to be Dover and not the Elisha of Ram, so to a person says it should be Kaddish like Bechor, that's all should be the same status. Arm Rabbi Yossi Beribun, Yossi said, I'll die to you, the Gugulian friend changes to Rabban and the Tamon. According to Rabban and Tamon also, who say something which comes from a Dover and not the suffice, Nisne, we should also learn, Kiddishun Mizbeach HaPnimi VaMenorah, the ashes on the inner Mizbeach and the menorah, there was no Me'ilah, and they were not Nader. But since they came from something which was Kadosh, so therefore, Beneder, so therefore, Adpas and them should work as well. All right, let's just go to Amud Beis. Kidiraim is explaining our Mishnah. Kidiraim is Kidirim Shalatim, is like the pens in the Beis Hamikdash. Pens is the wrong word. The warehouses which held the wood for the Karbanos, and the wood for Karbanos has head was made Ekdish. Kidraim shall Karbanos ke'etim. If a person said, I wanted to be Kaddish like the Diraim of the Karbanos of wood, that's Kishnegiz Re'etim, like those are the two blocks of wood with which they began the fire every day. Ke'ishim, a person says, I wanted to be Kaddish like Ishim, Kishalevish, it's like the flames which come from the fire on the Mizbeach. So you got the point, all these things are trying to correlate back to things which have some innate kedusha in them, which comes from being a dover hanodur to the Beis Hamikdash.